Well, it's Tuesday afternoon again, and that means at 2:30 that we welcome back Margaret Mills. So hi, Margaret. How are you today?
Hi, Scott. I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. And what are you going to be telling us about this week?
Well, I'm going to be talking about Worley Hall, or Worley Hall to be precise, at West Holmdon, mm-hmm. what's left of it today. Right, Worley Hall was a 16th century manor house. It was part of a large estate that was owned by the Tyrrell family. Now, the Tyrrell family were very well known in Essex. They were like the, if you like, the 16th century Essex celebs of their day. They owned a lot of property. And one of their claims to fame was that Gertrude Tyrrell was the first wife of the first Lord Peter at Ingatestone Hall. Ooh. Unfortunately, she died. He remarried somebody else who was a member of another well-known Essex family, but Gertrude was his first wife and right. the mother of at least four of his children. So she was the Tyrrell. She came from Little Worley Hall. The building itself from the very limited old sketches that we have of it was quite impressive. And the building that goes by that name now in Worley Hall Lane is only a fraction of what the original building would have been, because a large proportion of the original building was demolished in the middle of the 19th century. So its claims to fame, well, I've mentioned one of them, Gertrude Tyrrell. The other claim to fame that the Worley Hall has is that another member of the Tyrrell family, James Tyrrell this time, was implicated in the murder of the little princes in the tower.
Oh, dear me.
Though quite interesting, with all the publicity about Richard III that's gone on over the past year. And the third member of the Tyrrell family with a claim to fame comes much later, in 1919 to be precise, and his name was Lord Headley. He was related to the owners of the time of Little Worley Hall, and he was a great traveller. Very intrepid traveller, went all over the world. And on his travels, he was offered the throne of Albania.
Albania?
Now, this is the story that he related to a journalist. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know whether this was a figment of his imagination or a true story. But he was quite insistent he was offered the throne. And when asked by the journalist, well, why didn't you take it? His answer was the fear of assassination.
Well, well, well. The only king of Albania I seem to recall was a King Zog, I seem to recall. Name?
Exactly. That's the only one I know of. But there could have been. It's gone down as Lord Headley, yes. What his first name was. But certainly there could have been a king, whatever his name was, who originated from Essex.
Who knows?
So an interesting fact about Essex and about Worley Hall as it was, Little Worley Hall as it was. Sadly, I don't think there are any other members of the family with an equal claim to fame.
Right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. What is your subject next week?
Right, well, my subject next week will be plotlands.
Plotlands? Can you expand?
Plotlands in Basildon.
Plotlands in Basildon.
Now,
okay.
Plotlands is exactly what the name implies. Individual plots of land.
Oh,
they
right.
were owned by different people, and they became holiday homes, mainly, but not exclusively, for people from London.
Oh, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.